What's cracking? Welcome to the jungle. I'm Jim Rome. We start our second hour in Southern California. I'm broadcasting from the world-renowned Quicken Loans Studios. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently with Quicken Loans. Beautiful day here in SoCal. What's cracking? How are you? What's going on where you are? We had Chad Morris on last hour. Coming up next segment, we're talking hockey. Not just hockey, but Vegas Golden Knights hockey. Left winger James Neal joins me. 15 minutes out. It is smack-off season. Remember recently, Jeff from Richmond made his triumphant return. The guy came out of nowhere. Well, again, that's not really fair. Not nowhere. There had been speculation that he might show up. And then he shows up to RSVP. This guy won the event back in 2002. I had a random and chance encounter yesterday in person with another former Smack-Off winner, Jeffrey DiTola. I saw Jeffrey DiTola, had a long conversation with him. He's kind of moved on with his life. He's a great guy, great, great guy. A lot of you listening right now have no idea who he is, but a great guy. He won the event way back in the day, and I haven't spoken to him in a number of years. I saw him yesterday. We had a long chat, and I tried to dial him into what's going on, what he's missed. In fact, Jeffrey was in that picture, the 96 SI photo shoot. He was one of the only guys that didn't make it back when Left rounded everybody up. So he was trying to make it back. He was unable to make it back. He did not know the day of the Smack-Off. So I dialed him in and said, anytime, man, you're a former winner. You know you're exempt. You have a lifetime exemption. So this year is setting up really nicely. I don't know whether or not he'll come in, but Jeff in Richmond upping calls the show. Jeffrey DiTola shows up yesterday. Saw him at a baseball game. So, again, I've got to wonder what's going to happen next. I retweeted my man Kyle in Green Bay, who made it to Javi's. He went to Javier's in Crystal Cove. Looked like he was having a real good time. Hawk informed me that Kyle in Green Bay said, man, I'm having a great time. I probably should look at my funds. I've got to find a way to back to Green Bay. And I'm hemorrhaging dough, is what he said in so many words. In fact, let me check in with you, Hawk. Adam Hawk, EP. I've got thoughts on the Rockets and Warriors, which I'll get to in a minute. So what else is there to tell me about Kyle in Green Bay? For those who don't know, Kyle in Green Bay has made a road trip from Green Bay to Cali. He's running down a bunch of clones. Kyle in Green Bay is the guy who went Drew, Jumpman Jowett. Kyle in Green Bay has got Jungle Eek all over his back. But you touch base or you saw him on social, where's your intel coming from, and what is the latest?
All right, I'm just going to give the jungle what it wants. Dude took a overnight car nap in his rig in Laguna Beach last night. He texted me, he said, great day at Javier's.
Whoa, walk that back. Did you say an overnight car nap?
Yes.
There's car nap nation. There's car napping at lunch. There's car napping in the afternoon. If you sleep overnight in your car, that's not a nap. That's sleeping in your car.
Right, which he did.
Okay.
He texted me that he had a great time. And that he was checking his bank account, needs to make sure he gets back to Green Bay somehow. And so he did the affordable thing and just napped it out on the side of the road in Laguna Beach.
Resourceful. Given what he's done for the show, you couldn't offer that guy your couch?
No, I could not. I don't have
could
the
not
home
or did
set
not.
Up for it. Did not, really. You know how it goes when you got like a
You're
wife
married,
and a baby.
You want to tell the wife, right?
Yeah, okay, yeah, yeah. Hey, this
how are you going to explain that?
Right. Now, if I was a bachelor, I would have said, come on over, dude. Have the couch. But it doesn't work that way in my house anymore. House guests are
How does it work in your house? Do you have any say in anything at all in your house?
Kind of. I mean, but like if you got to be family
so
to get the
no.
overnight invite, you know?
Okay.
That's so, how it works these days.
Yeah, he's got Jungle Eek on his back. That does not make him family.
He's radio family, but not family. He's not overnight family.
All right, so this guy checks his bank account and says, you know what, I'm running out of dough. I've got to get all the way back to Green Bay. Probably best not to throw down for a motel. I'll nap it out of my car.
Yep, and that's what he did. And I should check in with him today, see if he survived the night, and then I'll let you know.
You should, because now he's homeless.
Right.
All right. But I bet it was worth it. Did he say anything about Javier?
Said it was the greatest. It was awesome. He had lunch with Jim Benton and Evan in the Bay. They took some pictures. They're up on your social and his social right now, and it looks great.
I like it.
Yep.
All right, Hawk. Thank you for not butchering that. Well
you
done.
Bet.
Well, sort of well done. Well, average effort. Well, it wasn't horrible. Adam Hawk is the EP. If you ever want to talk to him and not me, just call him. He's easy to find. Alvin, do you have anything to add to this conversation? Would you like to jump in? Is there anything you'd like to add, young man?
Dude,
Alvin
did add something.
Now he's shaking me off. No, I'm good. Except what he added was, dude, maybe you pack some sandwiches next time so you don't run out of money. Yeah, it's great, Alvin. The guy drove all the way to California. He's in Crystal Cove. He wants to go to Javier's. He's on vacation. It's a once in a lifetime. Who knows if the guy's ever going to get back? You think somebody who listens to this show as much as he does is going to get within 1 mile of Javier's and not show up? Yeah, it's not cheap. You know why it's not cheap? Because it's the best freaking restaurant ever. Dude, yeah, it's fine and well, but where did he sleep last night? He slept in his car. All right, Van Smack?
A car.
Scoreboard. Look up at it. There's a car up on that scoreboard, and he's sleeping in it. Next time, you pack some bologna sandwiches, all right? That's what I thought. Anyway, Cal, stay strong, kid. Stay strong. In the meantime, let's talk some basketball. It's here. It's finally here. The matchup we've all been waiting on since June. That's when Chris Paul went to the Rockets, and that was when the Rockets went all in on beating Golden State. Everything since then has been the appetizer. James Harden's MVP season. The franchise record, 65 wins. Houston's absurd record when Harden, Paul, and Clint Capella play. All of that building up to this. The Western Conference Finals, the showdown with Golden State. Of course, the final step to that, the mozzarella stick on the appetizer platter was finishing off Utah. And for most of last night, Houston made that look much tougher than they should have. Well, Houston and Utah made it look much tougher than they should have. Because say anything you want about Utah, the one thing you cannot say about the Jazz is that they're soft or they quit. They're down 2 point guards, and they still gave Houston everything they could handle. Utah was down 8 at halftime, and then Donovan Mitchell exploded for 22 in the third quarter. The guy's an absolute star. That gave the Jazz a 3-point lead going into the fourth, and for a moment, it looked like they might rip that thing. But then he went down with that knee injury with 7 minutes left, and that was the end for Utah. Except it wasn't. The Jazz kept fighting. They scored 7 straight. They cut Houston's lead to 1. And then it looked like they might rip it again. And then Chris Paul went to work. I mean, there wasn't a more tired notion in all basketball than the one that Chris Paul was a playoff choker because he had not reached the conference finals. But if you went into last night thinking that that was the case, then CP3 took a sledgehammer to that idea. 13 straight in the fourth quarter. And I'm not sure who was better, Chris Paul on the floor or the icon, Kevin Harlan on the mic.
Screen call inside on Gobert. Walking the tightrope. 3, Chris Paul!
That made it 196. He was even banking them off the glass as the shot clock expired.
It's O'Neal, shot clock at 2. Paul, the dance fires. Good!
I don't care if you call glass or not. Heat check. For CP3.
I don't care if you call glass or not either. That was a heat check. Chris Paul got it again.
Now you add a future Hall of Famer to the mix.
Paul, he got it again. Chris Paul has been an assassin.
Chris Paul has been an assassin. So a legendary performance from Chris Paul. And the only guy in the building who could keep up with him was Harlan. KH matching CP shot for shot. Meantime, Donovan Mitchell was trying to fight his way through the pain to get back on the court. Love this guy's attitude. Love his effort. But it would not have mattered. Not when Chris Paul is going for a playoff career high 41 points, 10 assists, 8 3-pointers, 7 rebounds, and not a single turnover. Another great playoff performance and another tired meme destroyed. Ask the beard, James Harden. How would you describe what you just saw?
That's big time right there. It's a big time performance. He got in his bag and he called everybody off. He said, "You get out the way. I'm gonna put this in the bag." He had that look in his
here,
eyes.
Here you go.
I mean, if he has that, I don't care what you say. But and if he has that look in his eyes, you know, every single night, he's a problem.
Well said. He got in his bag, all right. Dude got in his bag, all right. And yes, if he's doing that, he is going to be a problem. A big, big problem. Oh, and right about now, it'd be a pretty good time to point out that it looks like Chris Paul got the better end of that Blake Griffin divorce. One guy is sitting at home, coachless, playoffless, and in Detroit. The other just carried his team into the Western Conference Finals. One game got his team to the Western Conference Finals, or one guy. The other guy got his coach fired. Got himself traded to the Pistons. Either way, Paul came out of this a hell of a lot better than Blake did. Who would you rather be? Who's got the better situation? Who got the better of that divorce? Who got to keep the house and the jet and the vacation home and the cars? Who got the better of that deal? Game, set, and match, CP3. That worked out much, much better for him. So now we've got the matchup we want. Before I give you my take and my prediction, I've got some thoughts on Draymond Green and his take and his thoughts and his reaction to getting a shot at Houston. That's all straight ahead. But before I get into any of that, we are talking hockey. Vegas Golden Knights hockey. They look amazing. They can do it. I'm on record as picking the Predators before the playoffs started. I've never been wrong with a playoff prediction in the NHL. I mean, the NFL, sure, I'm wrong all the time. Major League Baseball, NBA, wrong all the time. Think about the NHL, and I don't really understand why this is. I have this gift. I've never been wrong. So I picked the Preds. They're in a Game 7 situation. But the Vegas Golden Knights look great right now. Like, good enough to win the whole thing. James Neal joins me when we come back. Don't go anywhere. Phone lines are open. Get in here. Call me now. It's been a great caller month in May. Hit us up. So let me ask you something. How'd you do last night? And by how did you do, I mean, how did you sleep? Did you have a good night of sleep? Not all of you did. And I'm guessing if you didn't, it's because either you or your partner snores. It's a real problem. If you're snoring, you're not sleeping. I've got a solution. I'm not one to pose a problem without a corresponding solution. The solution, the revolutionary Zipa device. Zipa is a game changer. If you snore, you're not sleeping. If you're not sleeping, you are not succeeding. If you want success, you got to be at your very best early in the morning and then throughout the day. You can only be like that if you sleep well. Zipa is the solution that you need. The only snoring solution of its kind. So if you snore, you need a Zipa device. I want you to go to ZYPPAH.com. It's easy to remember because Zipa is happy Z spelled backwards. Go to Zipa.com, get yours. Tell anybody you know who has a snoring issue to get a Zipa. Remember, ZYPPAH, ZYPPAH, Zipa. Get the great night of sleep that you both need and deserve. Get it with a Zipa.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Quick reminder, Friday night, 9 Eastern, CBS Sports Network hits the pitch for some intense Major League Rugby action. Do not miss the Utah Warriors battling the Austin Elite on the 24-hour home of CBS Sports. Don't miss it. We are efforting James Neal. We'll have him momentarily. Meantime, hit us up. 1-800-636-8686. I'm efforting no longer. I found my guest, a left wing for the Vegas Golden Knights, a 3-time All-Star selection, 3 goals, 4 assists in the postseason, 25 goals, 19 assists in the regular season. He was the 33rd pick overall back in 05. Vegas advances to the Western Conference Finals. They now await the winner of Winnipeg and Nashville. James Neal is my guest. James, good to have you back. How are you?
Good, Jim. How are you?
Good, good. Great to have you back. Now, when you and I talked back in January, we talked about the special year this team was having, and now we're talking in May as you await for the winner for the Western Conference Finals. What have the last few months, and in particular, the postseason been like for you and for the team?
Yeah, I mean, right from day one, it's been, a lot of fun, I think. Obviously, being an expansion team and having to come together as a team very quickly and getting to know each other and and then working together and getting our systems right from our coaching staff and everyone kind of getting a feel for each other and building chemistry and, everything that goes along with, becoming a good team. So we, you know, had to go through fast forward a little bit and do it quickly. And we did that, and everyone's been great and a lot of fun to work with.
Yeah, I'm going to ask you about a few of those things in a minute, but the fact is it's your eighth straight year of playing in the postseason, and you've got a reputation of coming through in the playoffs, leading to the Big Game James nickname. So is it something that you can consciously dial up when the playoffs roll around, or is it something that just kind of happens?
Well, I think it's just that, you know, I just love playing the playoffs. The biggest thing is that I want to win a Stanley Cup, and you know, it's something you dream of as a kid, and I've had a taste of winning in the past here, but I just haven't been able to finish it off. So I think that's what drives you, and you know, when those big games come along, you want to be able to step up, and you know, when you're as a goal scorer, you want to be able to get those big time goals that the times your team needs you. So it's been great so far in the playoffs, and I think you know, every guy on our team has stepped up in a huge way.
Golden Knights left wing James Neal, my guest. You know, the other thing that keeps coming up is when guys talk playoff hockey, it's not just that the intensity ramps up, but the feeling is the rink actually gets smaller. Is that how it feels to you? And then how do you deal with that extra intensity in postseason hockey?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just how you know, the fans are reacting to everything. Every little play means so much more, and the physicality's obviously ramped up a ton. So, you know, when guys are coming after you every chance you have the puck, and they're going to be physical on you, it definitely makes the rink feel a little smaller than it is. And you know, but I think that's a good thing for us because our rink's been great all year. The fan support's been awesome. The passion this city has brought to our team is been really cool to play in front of, and you know, that's just an advantage for us.
I'm on the outside looking in, but I've never seen anything like that, the kind of fan intensity you guys have, which I'll get to in a minute. But the other thing that you and I spoke about earlier in the season, you broke your hand in last year's playoff run with Nashville, and then you spent all September on the injured list. You weren't even expected to be ready to start this season, but you did. And even though the hand didn't feel completely right, you've said that it's taken pretty much all season for you to get that strength back. So how good does it feel to have it when you need it most on the big stage?
Yeah, that's you know, that's been the nicest thing, I think. You know, a lot of times and a lot of players go through it all year with injuries and stuff. And, you know, for me, it's been a nice change that, you know, I'm finally feeling 100% going into playoffs. So that's usually not the case, especially after you battle for 82 games to try to make the playoffs. And, you know, your body takes quite a toll. And so it's been nice to be able to be healthy in playoffs and, you know, contribute as much as I can, but, you know, I'm feeling really good.
Vegas Golden Knights left wing, James Neal, my guest. And then you've got a guy standing on his head between the pipes in Marc-Andre Fleury. He has been a monster in the postseason. So what do you think when you see him play the way he is right now?
Yeah, I mean, a guy I played with in Pittsburgh, so I knew what he was capable of. So couldn't be happier to have him picked in the draft to come on this team with us. But, you know, a guy who's won 3 Stanley Cups, he's been there, he's done it, and you know, he knows what it takes, but, you know, at the same time, being unprotected and, you know, leaving Pittsburgh, he has something to prove, and he wants to show people how good he is and, you know, that he's a winner. So he's definitely been doing that, but he's such a great guy, and he's been so good for us. You know, he's won us games night in and night out. And, we wouldn't be where we are today if we didn't have him.
You know, James, it's one thing when you have a guy like that in the room, but it's another thing when almost every single guy like that is in the room. I mean, a team full of guys who are left unprotected by other teams, it's got to be a pretty emotional thing when you pour everything you have into a team and a city, and then they leave you unprotected, and then suddenly you're with another team. It seems to me it would be pretty easy for guys to get angry and not be in the right headspace for the season, but it seems like your entire room has rallied around that. How are you able to manage that and take advantage of that?
Yeah, it's. I mean, each guy has a different situation, and of course, it's tough. No one wants to leave unprotected. I mean, some guys, you know, maybe this is a good thing for them. It gives them a chance, a different opportunity here. You know, leaving Nashville last year, and you know, pouring everything into a city, and you know, being one game away from a game 7 and playing for the Stanley Cup. You know, it was tough. So, I think it gives you that extra motivation. But everyone on the same page, and everyone wants to work for each other, and we all the same goal. We all want to win, and we know that we have to do that together. So, right from day one when you're introducing yourself to each other, and right from the whole season on, I think, you know, our consistency has been, you know, a pretty special thing. You know what each guy is going to bring to the table every single night, and that's what's made us such a great team.
All right, so speaking of Nashville, before you go, you were there 3 years. So right now you're waiting on an opponent for the Western Conference Finals. Is there any part of you that would like to get a shot at them and let them know what they're missing?
Yeah, I know it's tough. I mean, last year, being in Nashville, I'm playing playing against Pittsburgh, who traded me to Nashville. So, and then now I leave Nashville. I'm playing for the Golden Knights. We're having a great year, and now I'm waiting for one game to see if I'm going to play my old team. So it's pretty fresh in your mind. But you know what? I'm just going to enjoy Game 7 tomorrow night, and whatever happens, happens. Hopefully, it's for the best, and you know, stay positive. And I look forward to if I have to play the old guys, and can't wait to do that. But you know, it'll be a little bit weird, but we'll get over that pretty quick. I guess I have some experience playing the old team, so I did it last year, and you know, if we do it this year, hopefully I can come out on top.
That'd be something to see. Before I let you go, and I can't let you go without asking about the fans, they were getting fired up outside the arena before Game 5 of the San Jose series. When you clinched that series, there were people dancing on Fremont Street. I mean, when you first arrived in Vegas, could you ever have imagined that this team would be embraced by this city the way it has?
No. It's been pretty incredible. You know, I think everyone was excited to come here to Las Vegas and be the first professional sports team, and you know, take this city by storm. But it's never, I didn't think it would ever be like this. It's been amazing, and the way the fans have taken us in, and the support we have is pretty amazing. So we love it. We love playing in front of our fans here, walking around town and being out eating, doing different things, and you know, people coming up to you and talking to you and saying how thankful they are for our team and for what we've done to this city. It means a lot. So it's been a special year so far, and we just want to continue going with it.
And finally, can you imagine? I mean, the next eight are the toughest eight, but have you even allowed yourself to think what it might feel like to have a Stanley Cup parade in Vegas? I mean, what would that look and feel like?
Yeah, I mean, you can always dream and wonder, and you know, bringing the Stanley Cup down Las Vegas Boulevard, down the Strip, would be the next level. But like you said, we got eight more wins to do. We got a lot of work. You know, we're gonna be playing some great teams. So don't get too far ahead of yourself. We know what we got to do, and we'll continue to put in the hard work. And we can't wait to get going here in the next series.
Fair enough. Vegas advancing to the conference finals, and they will await the winner of Winnipeg and Nashville. Left wing, James Neal, my guest. James, great to have you back. Thanks so much for doing that, and good luck.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Jim. Great talking to you.
You too, James. Appreciate you. Vegas Golden Knights are incredible. Not only an expansion franchise that could win the entire thing, and I'm going to once again argue there is no more difficult challenge than winning a Stanley Cup. They can do it in their first year, but to do it in Vegas is one of the coolest things I've ever seen. I mean, it's surreal. You imagine taking that cup down the Strip? People dancing on Fremont Street? I mean, it's so awesome and surreal. You know it's good when I get an email before the interview is even over. Pimsky in the box ski. I'm just going to go ahead and take the safe bet. The Golden Knights are going to make the Stanley Cup Finals no matter who they play in the next round. This will be precisely when their Cinderella run comes to an end, because the Great Eight and the Caps will fold them up like a cheap tent en route to their first ever Stanley Cup. War the Choppa taking out the multiple ghost golden ticket holders with night vision sniper fire. Tyler in Edmonton. All right, Ty. Good to see ya. You and your wingman, Matt and Van. They both converged on New York City. They saw Rich Ackerman. They put him in enemy gear. They saw Ty Domi. They smoked a cigar with him. They drank his liquor. And these guys are in really good shape, and they look really good. Ask them. It is smack-off season, and I love it. All right, so we're open the rest of the way. We've done the interviews. Chad Morris, James Neal. We lost Amanda Nunes. You know, unless she shows up, we could still do that later on, but I'm not really sure what that is. In the meantime, we keep rolling. I want to talk about Draymond Green's response to Houston getting what they wanted. Golden State. Draymond went Draymond. That takes coming up a little bit later on. In addition to that, Tiger and Hefty, lame as they ever were. Honks, sorry to rain on that parade. Yankees and Red Sox, you think I was not going to talk about what Giancarlo Stanton did yesterday? This dude drops bombs. Matt Harvey to the Reds, pretty much the worst place he could have ended up. All of that still ahead. It is smack off season. Somebody step up. Somebody make this thing better. I'm doing my job, now you do yours. I just need one of you. One of you to get the ball rolling. 1-800-636-8686. All of that's still ahead, but first, here's a sports update.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Make the right game plan for you. Farmers Insurance has practical insurance knowledge that is gained from more than 89 years of experience. Find an agent at farmers.com. Some quick emails that are going to make it better. And then I've got a take on Tiger and Hefty. This email reads, Dear Snaglio Ordonez, a bunch of us clones heard about Kyle's situation. We can't help but feel bad, and we have set up a GoFundMe to assist with his lodging. Donations are being accepted at theiraycraig@yahoo.com.
Theiraycraig@yahoo.com.
Thanks. FBI Mike in Toledo. War Kyle asking to crash at Rome's house, but Rome refusing to kick Marty and Randall out to make room. Yeah. No! Randall's not at my house. Marty's not at my house. In fact, there are no clones at my house. That doesn't mean that Kyle can come to my house. He can't even get into Hawk's house. How's he going to get into my house? My man wants to bring us in and out today. Kyle, I'm good. Bro, save the money. You're going to need that for gas. You're going to need it for gas or a place to sleep. We're good, bro. I mean, I appreciate the gesture very much. Rome, this guy's entire email is just wars. Rome, war bums sleeping in their cars to make sure they can somehow make it back to their hometown. War a guy who eats at one of the finest dining establishments in the country only to nap it out overnight in his car later that night. War not letting bums sleep on your couch. Damasio in Albuquerque. My man took a big swing. He went to Javier's. He went to Javier's, probably went online, checked his bank account, and thought, uh-oh, I got to get all the way back to Green Bay. Hey, listen, instead of killing this guy, tip your hat. He's resourceful. He understands. All right, I just threw down. I've got a few more days. I've got to get back home. Do I really want to spend another 50, 60, 100 $150 on a hotel room? He's in Cali, man. He's in Laguna. Do you know what a hotel room would cost you, run you in Laguna? He did say he had been pitching a tent. He had been sleeping in tents until last night, up and down the coast. Listen, again, big swing. The guy wanted to make the pilgrimage to Javier's. He's heard me talk about it. I've said a lot of things about Javier's. What I have never said is it's inexpensive. And I'm not trying to mislead anybody. It's an incredible restaurant. Incredible restaurants are fairly pricey. You get what you pay for. Amazing food, amazing real estate, incredible people watching. It never lets anybody down. I've never, ever had somebody call me up and say, you know what, Rome? I've heard you talk about that restaurant for years. Didn't do much for me. Did not live up to the hype. Hey, Rome, maybe you should chip me off some. Nobody says that. That guy liked it so much, he slept in his car. He was willing to go there and sleep in his car to pay down that debt.
A car.
He also said his car is more comfortable than the tents. I like it. Romy, speaking of driving cars, today is William Martin Joel's birthday. You might know him as Billy. Signed Ken in Mission Viejo. Wore Bill blowing out the candles on his cake after parking his car in the kitchen. Wore Kyle in Green Bay doing what we call pulling a La Russa and napping one out behind the wheel of his car. Hey, Ken, it's amazing the kind of liberty you're taking with these stories. He didn't park in the kitchen. He got drunk, jumped a curb, and drove into a house. It's not really something you'd make light of.
R-S-T-U-V.
And my man Tony La Russa, unfortunately, did not nap one out behind the wheel of his car. He also was liquored to the extreme.
He said,
these are not funny things. And mostly nothing made to make light of either. Alvy, stop, man. Billy Joel in my ear.
He said,
my ear is bleeding, Alvy. Alvy, I can remember when you were afraid of your own shadow, man. Now you're just running smack, got this crazy engineer swagger, taking jobs on the side. Dude, you used to be afraid of your own shadow. Now you're like just taking over. Now you've gone rogue. Alvy has gone rogue. Let's play a little game right now. A little game of remember when. Remember when Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson hated each other's guts. Remember how great that was. Remember when the cat used to treat Hefty like a rag doll. The world's number one player, throwing around the world's number two player anytime he wanted to. Back when the cat could do no wrong, scooping up green jackets, claret jugs, and Perkins waitresses during a run of golf that we may never, ever see again. Well, yesterday was media day at the Players' Championship, and Tiger and Phil, two dudes who used to be sworn enemies, who hated each other's guts, turned it into a full-fledged bro-out. And honestly, it was one of the lamest things I've ever seen. Nobody wants to see these two dudes hugging up on each other. We want to see them choking each other out before they age out. And it's one thing to see these guys buddy up for a practice round at the Masters, but entirely another to see them prepare to do it for two actual rounds of a tournament that some people like to call the fifth major. And especially when they'll be paired together along with Ricky Fowler on Thursday and Friday. Hefty started the whole thing off with his media session yesterday. He started by talking about the last time they played together at Sawgrass, when the cat was still the cat, in the middle of maybe the greatest run in golf history. Phil may as well have puckered up and laid a big, fat, wet one on Eldrick.
It was the most remarkable golf in the history of the game, and I think unrepeatable. I think it was that good. Going back to, I look at 2000 as being kind of the benchmark at the U.S. Open as being the greatest golf I've ever witnessed, and I believe ever has been played. And it sucked to have to play against them. It really did. You look at it and you say, you know, how am I going to beat this?
My man, just dripping with it. But then because he's lefty, he added a little bit of spice. Because he's lefty, he made it about gambling.
The pairing is on there and the excitement that's been going on around here, it gets me thinking, why don't we just bypass all the ancillary stuff of a tournament and just go head to head and just have a kind of a high stakes winner take all match. Now, I don't know if he wants a piece of me, but I just think that I think it'd be something that would be really fun for us to do. And I think there'd be a lot of interest in it if we just went straight to the final round.
No way. He turned this thing into a discussion about gambling, not Philip. Great idea, Philip. What do you say we run this by your new best bro, Eldrick?
Well, first of all, big picture.
Overall, you're only one up on him, though, head to head.
How many times have we both
32.
Won? 32. No, have we won on tour?
So, yeah, there's
okay.
That.
Yeah. I'm definitely not against that. We'll play for whatever makes him uncomfortable.
And what would that be?
We'll find out.
I got to tell you something. What would you give to have Tiger's audience? I mean, listen to these cackling fools. My man starts off with, first of all, and just brings the whole house down. Like the funniest thing anybody's ever said. First of all, and somebody in the room snorted because they thought that was so hilarious. And then he breaks out with big picture, and then the entire room loses it. From now on, I'm just going to walk around my house and say, first of all, big picture, and then wait for the laughs. Because listening to these fools in that room, that's about the funniest joke in the history of the world.
Well, first of all, big picture.
I like also, first of all, whatever makes Phil uncomfortable. Hey, Eldrick, you sure about that? Because say what you want about that dude in the baggy shirt, the one thing that does not make him uncomfortable is wagering. One thing that Hefty has never been afraid of is digging into his pocket and putting a few bucks on the table.
Hefty.
Or millions and millions on pretty much anything and everything, allegedly. Now, compare that to Eldrick. Eldrick said, yeah, whatever makes him uncomfortable. We already know that Eldrick hates everything about putting a dollar or two on the table. I'll tell you what makes him uncomfortable. You know what makes Eldrick uncomfortable? 20%. Or a table full of hungry Navy SEALs that have taught him all sorts of things and let them use their munitions. What I'm trying to say is nothing sounds less cool than a couple of old dudes trying way too hard to sound cool. You know what would be even better, more awesome than a duel, than bypassing all this ancillary stuff? What would be really cool is seeing these guys compete in one of the biggest tournaments of the year, to see them in the hunt on a Sunday and not off playing some one-on-one match play, grudge match that sounds like some kind of ego stroke that you look for when you know you have no shot this week. We thought we'd see that at Augusta when these two dudes were setting course records on Tuesday, only to no show on the weekend. And now we've got both these guys talking again. But there's no guarantee that either one of them is going to make it to the weekend, much less both of them. I mean, are you going to bet on Phillip? I'm not. He's missed the cut four of the last five times he's pegged it up there. And this course has not been all that kind to the cat either. Yes, he's won the Players twice, but this course doesn't fit his eye or his game. Especially if he left the flat stick busted in half in the parking lot after last weekend at Quail Hollow. So, Tiger honks, Phil fanatics, stop breathing into the paper bags and stop making this into something it's not. This is not some heavyweight battle. Well, half the card might be. Which means the cat is fighting way out of his weight class. Literally. What this is a couple of dudes on the wrong side of 40, playing the greatest hits, putting a hook into your cheek because they're now the only two old guys left standing. You know, they're like that band that's playing their hits in the desert and they're 65. Because if you're looking for a wager this weekend, I've got one for you. It's the third dude in the group, the one rocking a flat brim and Pumas. The dude who won the tournament in 2015. The dude who nearly got himself a green jacket last month. Bet on Ricky. He's got the best chance to win that, Players. The other guys, suckering y'all in. Suckering you all in.
We'll play for whatever makes him uncomfortable.
20%, cat. Does Phil look uncomfortable with some action?
Hefty.
Hefty? That doesn't make him uncomfortable. He lives for it. Dear Rome, Green Bay dude should have checked with me. He could have stayed at one of my houses. Oh, well, too late. Signed, homie in Newport Beach. Listen to homie. He could have stayed at one of my houses. All right, I'll bite, homie. How many houses do you have and where are they? Plural. Rome. See, that's why we're better than everybody else. All of you non-SoCalers can't afford to be as handsome, healthy, and happy as we are. Watch from the sideline, losers, or end up napping it out in your car. John in Huntington Beach. Way to go, Johnny.
Hey, John.
Hey, John. You don't look that good. Third hour's coming up. It's wide open, and I've got takes for days. Don't go anywhere.